Why are you here?
I'm with Calamity.
What's that?
I'm with Calamity.
Okay, well, I'm happy to talk with you. You don't have to run away. What's that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Recording isn't a form of intimidation.
Oh, no.
She just said it, though. This woman right here, she said that recording is a form of intimidation.
I think she said you're not intimidating me.
No, she said, she said that I was harassing her, I was recording her.
You didn't say she was harassing you, did you?
She didn't use the word harassing.
No.
She said that I was intimidating
She said she's not intimidated.
Okay,
and the reason she said that is because the ladies in the abortion clinic come out regularly trying to intimidate and recording.
So you don't think that recordings are a form of intimidation?
No, I don't, ultimately. But it's their intention, I think, to drive away those who are exercising free speech, speaking the truth about what takes place here every day, the murder of unborn children.
So it's not your camera?
Oh, that is my camera, but it's not meant to intimidate.
What?
It's not meant to intimidate. It's meant to protect from false allegations. It's meant to record what takes place here every day.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm doing is also recording.
Okay. Well, sure. I just was wondering who you are but ultimately, you're welcome to record as we're recording. You're ultimately recording the same reason. We're recording what's taking place here, and so are you. So, but what's taking place inside is the murder of babies, precious children, and that's why we're here. Thou shalt not murder. We in our founding documents, Declaration of Independence, it's not the Constitution, I know, but it declares the certain inalienable right to life and to liberty and the pursuit of happiness, and those rights are being denied to unborn children here every day, taking their life, no liberty. And the choice of women is promoted, as you heard, I think you recorded the young lady going in there cursing, saying she has a choice, and she is making a choice to end another human being's life. But that child's not being given a choice. A precious child, little baby boy or girl, not given the choice, because we have decided to make it legal for mothers to come in and end the lives of their children. That's why we're here. To love them.
What do you do with the video?
Some of it we do put on the internet so the word gets out about what is taking place here.
What internet site do you put on?
Sermon Audio. Sermon Audio. Yeah. I could write it.
Sermonaudio.com.
Yeah, but it's a large website. You'd be hard pressed to find it on there. If you there you go. EdenGraceBible.org, you'll find the link to the videos and sermon audio.
Okay. And how much after the being here do you put it up?
We don't put them all up. Some of them go up, some of them don't.
Do you edit it down or anything?
Yeah, there's some editing. There's the adding of some verbiage sometimes, just written, you know, explaining what's going on there and so forth. And sometimes same day, sometimes a week later, sometimes not at all. So, yeah. I mean, many of the conversations are similar. When you have somebody cursing at you, that's it's not great. But sometimes they're meaningful conversations. Just last week, a man came by and he said, "What about in the case of rape?" Which is a great question. And ultimately, we were able to answer that in the case of rape, you know, that's a tragedy, that's a crime, that's horrible. But still, if a child has resulted, it's not the child's crime. And so we don't want to commit another crime and take the life of the child. It's certainly understandable that that would be an exceedingly difficult situation for a woman. And yet, let's not punish the child for the crime of the father, of the man. And so ultimately he thought about it and he said, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I understand that. And my mind has changed on that. So, you know, that's part of why we're here too, is just to talk to folks going by who have legitimate questions like that. And amazingly enough, people pull up in cars and say similar things, ask similar things, and haven't really thought about that which they support or that which they are undecided about. And they ask a question or throw out a point, and we're able to engage them in a reasonable, logical, and biblical manner.
So you think you're an expert on the topic? You should have debates here because you're an expert?
Debates because I'm an expert? No. I think there's some basic facts, biological facts, and it is a child. In the same newspaper...
Did you go to med school?
No, I didn't go to med school.
Where did you find out your medical information?
Well, it's easily attainable medical information, and... how about this right here, the National Geographic in the womb. It's just basic facts. This is not higher medicine. Basic facts that ultimately, you know, we don't have big signs with grotesque pictures because it's offensive. And yet, you know, this is a basic fact. You know, that's a baby. With arms and legs and fingers and toes, that's a basic fact. It's a basic fact that, you know, that's a quarter, and those are little baby hands and baby feet. This is a basic fact that's a baby that's probably viable outside of his or her mother's womb, and the head has been torn off. That's a basic fact of what abortion is. It's the murder of children. It's the dismembering of children.
Baby could, like, that would, it would live if it was like
That baby, perhaps so. Perhaps
but,
so.
You know, that's your medical opinion that it would be viable. I'm just asking, right? You know, sometimes it's difficult. I have a hard time finding correct information on the internet.
Sure, sure. Correct information may or may not be found on the internet, but
it's just your gut feeling.
Yeah, it's more than a gut feeling. It's obvious truth.
But my dog, you know, he comes up to me and it seems like he loves me, but I know that while it seems very obvious that he loves me, that he's a dog.
Sure.
But display like the same, they don't have the same kind of affection, even though it seems like displayed as the same way.
But that baby has the same eyes, nose, mouth, ears, hands, feet, heartbeat that you have, brain waves.
But it wouldn't exist outside the womb, is all I think.
Well, sure, you're right. By God's good design, he's provided a mother with a womb to nurture that child. But to rip the child out of his or her mother's womb and to rip his head off, arms off, legs off, and kill the baby while calling it a fetus, which is a sleight-of-hand Latin lie, that is murder. And one day, it'll be seen as such, whether it's before God or on this earth, it's murder.
How long do you stand out here every day?
Oh, we don't come every day.
How long do you stand out here?
About 4 hours. The morning.
How do you decide what days to come?
Well, we try to find the days that there are the most appointments coming. And
so how do you know how many appointments there are?
We don't know for sure. So, yeah.
Like 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, people wouldn't want to go to the doctor.
Well, I think because of the nature of what they're going to the doctor for, a lot of folks are traveling. They don't want people to know what they're doing. They don't want to miss work. They don't want people at work to know what they've done. And so they want to come on a weekend. They want to come on a Friday morning, a Saturday morning. Most of their appointments are in the morning. That way there's recovery and they can leave in the early afternoon. So that's the pattern of what they do. But really, and this institution's no different than the Kermit Gosnell type institution. It's a shade of legal, illegal murder. A man's going to prison for murder, or lawful termination of pregnancy. We're cutting awful fine lines here, and ultimately it's no different. These doctors and nurses are no different than Kermit Gosnell. They're taking the lives of babies every day. Some early term, certainly, And many, much later in term, we have seen very pregnant women go into this building, visibly, clearly pregnant women.
So how do you know what's legal as far as a protest to you?
We're not protesting. We're speaking truth with love. We're evangelizing, sharing the gospel with folks. Well, protesting would be kind of
holding signs,
yelling, and saying, you know, your evil
stuff.
So what
constitutes yelling, talking to someone across the street?
Oh well, speaking loudly is one thing. But I'm yelling in an angry manner, that kind of thing.
Is there a reason why you don't like to use the word protest?
Well, ultimately, the Word of God doesn't say go therefore and protest, but go and proclaim grace and truth. So yeah, we're not here to protest. In one sense, I understand why folks would see it as a protest, but no, it's talking to folks with grace and truth, loving. You know, we're not here because we're angry at these mothers. We're not angry at the fathers. We're not angry at the doctors and nurses. We want them to stop killing children. We don't want mothers to continue to come here as mothers and leave as mothers still, but mothers of murdered children. We don't want fathers to come here as fathers and leave as fathers of murdered children. In order for them to hear us, sometimes you know, we might raise a voice or amplify a voice, but it's not out of anger or hostility. Yeah, that's why I don't want you to be scared. I'm coming across. I'm not protesting. I'm not violent. I'm not angry. Ultimately loving these folks and loving our culture. I mean, people don't know what's going on here, and they haven't thought about it. They see little quips on the TV. They get a little sound bite or a little story here and there. They read a portion of it. They listen to a portion of it, and they press on. But when faced with real people in a real building where real life and death situations are going on, they stop and think about that.
Why do you hold the signs then if you want to, like, engage discussions? It would seem to me like it would be easier to have a more peaceful and less, intimidating discussion if you just, like, maybe had some material and you follow people or try to talk to people across the street or anything like that.
Sure, sure. We don't follow most people.
You follow me, though.
Well, you're filming.
I'm not doing anything illegal, just like you're not.
No, I know, but you're filming, so I want, obviously you're here wanting to know what's going on, so I wanted to talk to you to let you know what's going on, let you know what we're doing. But no, the signs are mostly for people driving by, ultimately, so they can read, you know, they can understand what's going on here.
Okay.
Yeah. What was your name?
Sarah.
Chuck.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
All right.